Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
We turn now to Dr. Simone Wilds, infectious disease specialist at South Shore Health. Dr. Wilds, thanks again for being with us. Want to kind of look at some of these CDC recommendations, and we all know what's been going on in schools, and still a lot of schools in our area struggling to get kids in the door 5 days a week. Some students in the city of Buffalo are just in a couple of weeks going to be getting the opportunity to go a couple of days for the first time in over a year. And now we're looking at the CDC's newly released guidance for summer camps over the summer. And, you know, after what we heard on masking just a week ago, guidance for summer camps has masks with children as young as 2 years old must be worn at all times, even outdoors, and you have to maintain your distance. I mean, at one point, the CDC is saying one thing, and then they're coming out with this new guidance that's saying something completely different. I mean, is that overly harsh, this new summer camp guidance?
Brian, good morning. Thanks for having me. I do agree. It really sends mixed messages to individuals, especially after the CDC came out with guidelines for adults being outdoors and you can go without your mask. So, yes, I totally understand how this could be a problem for many different individuals.
You know, we're starting to hear from a lot of scientists who are saying herd immunity is probably not going to happen here in Western New York or here in the country, let alone New York State. What would that mean for the virus going forward?
Well, you know, Susan, I think this is where we've all come to the realization that hitting that mark that we've all been talking about, you know, 70 to 85% might not be quite attainable, not now. I think what it's going to mean is that we're going to have to really be monitoring things closely with regards to, you know, are there outbreaks because of the new variant, that's around, you know, because if many people are not going to be vaccinated, then it creates a problem. So I think it really means that the work doesn't end. It means that the virus will be with us, although it might not be at the same level as it is, has been in the past months, but definitely something we'll see, kind of like the common cold.
You know, on that point, are vaccinated people carriers? Can they transmit the virus or not?
Susan, I think we are still waiting to get the data on that. I think the thought is that they might not be, but, you know, we don't have hard data for that yet.
When you're looking at the idea of herd immunity, it's what we've kept hearing the entire time. Well, that's what we have to reach. That's the goal, is to reach herd immunity. When we hear that we're not going to reach that, are they specifically talking about the people who are saying this, reaching that through vaccines only? Because it would seem that with the mixture of over half the population being vaccinated, and then the millions and millions and millions of people who have contracted COVID over the past year, that, I mean, eventually we will reach that point, just maybe not all through vaccinations.
Correct. And also to add to that point, Brian, I think, you know, we are thinking about herd immunity only here in the U.S., but, you know, as you see what's happening in the rest of the world, you know, with the travel restrictions being lifted, you know, people are going to be traveling back and forth, then, you know, we might say, for instance, we hit herd immunity or close to herd immunity, but other parts of the world, you know, India, Africa, the numbers are less than 1%, less than 2%. I mean, but people traveling back and forth, that's going to affect us having herd immunity here in the U.S.
You know, we've talked to you a lot about the message going out there, and we hear that all the time. Well, you get your vaccine to reach herd immunity, and then it's like in the same breath we're hearing these people, and we heard our county executive say yesterday that, you know, herd immunity is probably not going to happen. And then I'm sitting here thinking, well, then why even bother getting the vaccine? I mean, what sort of, you know, what takeaway do you think people are going to have from this idea that, well, we need the herd immunity, but we're not going to get the herd immunity, so who knows what's going to happen, I mean, in the end.
So I think, Brian, I really want to reiterate, though, the importance of getting the vaccine. And the reason we want to do that is the more people we have that get vaccinated, the less likely it is that we will have these huge outbreaks, these increase in hospitalizations and deaths, right? So we want to encourage people to get the vaccine, because if not, we're going to be in situations where we don't want to have to go back to that. So I still think that there is absolutely every reason to promote vaccines, because that's one of the ways that we're really going to slow the spread of the virus. But, you know, it has to be a community effort doing all the things we've been talking about. But vaccine is really critical to really moving on.
Is it likely, though, that the virus, if we don't reach herd immunity, will be around for months, if not longer?
Yes. Susan, I think it will be, but I think that we might be able to control it better and not have these huge outbreaks that we've had in the past month. So it will be around, but it might not be as severe as it has been, because it's a milder version of it.